Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to call the order of the Osage Minerals Council, regular meeting Friday, January the 4th, 2019. With that, I'd like to ask my brother, Councilman Red Eagle, to have an opening prayer. Please rise.
Thank you for this day. Thank you for the beautiful day, the beautiful season, Father, with your grandness, all that you set upon us, Father. All the blessings like that upon us. As you bless this meeting, bless all that are here, all the visitors, all that are supposed to be here, Father. Bless our minds, bring our minds together for the sake of our people, for the sake of our shareholders and future shareholders, Father. Bless our minds, bless those that are grieve today, grieve and Father, bless those that are not with us, Father. Bless our soldiers across the ocean.
Yeah.
Remember them, Father. Bless our people today, bless those that are looking for the future, Father. Grant us that good acknowledgement, Father, good progress in the future. We thoughts and thoughts of Wakanda. Yeah, God's channel, Wakanda.
Yeah, God's here.
Amen.
Anyway, thank you all. Please be seated. That I'm going to go on down. Going to ask for a roll call, please.
Councilwoman Jordan? Here. Councilwoman Gray?
Here.
Councilwoman Barnes?
Here.
Councilman Redford?
He will not be present today. He's taking care of some family obligations at a service, and we send our condolences out to his family.
Councilman Redingle?
Here.
Councilman Rebar?
Present.
Chairman Waller?
Present.
Secretary Yates?
Present.
Madam Clerk?
Thank you. With that, I'd like to ask any agenda items. I'm going to enter under new business, take into executive the gas in kind that's recommended by the gas committee. Also, I think that Councilwoman Gray brought up an item that you need to set up.
Yes, if you'd be so kind to add. We have a couple of things that I think, Amy, was that loaded up to board booklet, the resolution?
Yes.
So you'll find that under your board booklet, and it'll pertain to advertisement for Osage News to put a full page ad notifying them that how to contact it. I'll put it this way, whether they want to receive their newsletter by email or regular mail, and so that way we can evaluate also the cost, and it'll be on page 2. We have already talked to Shannon Duty with Osage News, and we'll be working with their staff on getting that full page of, and I think that's what was the recommendation that came out of our committee, that it needed to have a resolution in order to, and that expenditure is already in our budget.
That's correct.
And so that will be in out of the, is it the C, which budget?
395.
Yeah.
Has to be. Don't get me started.
Okay, don't.
I don't know that acronym.
So that's what came out of the committee yesterday. And then we do have a couple other things. And I would like to have some of those procurement issues brought under executive session.
Thank you. That's going to be my next question. Would you like to vote on this as new business item 4 for what we need?
Yes, yes, okay. Please.
I'm going to add it then. Yes.
So it's done with the first resolution we're talking about is letter 6A.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
I'm still trying to get my board book.
The second resolution?
Second one's over the paid advertising for Osage Nation News for full cover action.
That's 6A.
Okay.
And the other one,
the gas in kind resolution that looks, we'll go to that on options. We're going to discuss some of it in executive, but that will be on Councilwoman Foreman. That's the other item I need to add in executive. Councilwoman Foreman will have a recommendation from her committee council. I think Councilman Gray.
A question about to Councilwoman Gray. You thinking this ad that you are going to draft for the Osage News, that maybe we could ask the head right owners to provide us with an updated address?
That's exactly what, that's exactly what that is.
A change of address for?
Or hopefully, once we're successful in getting this full page on, then when it comes back to our office, we are going to put a disclaimer that this is only going to be used for correspondence to the shareholders. It's not going to be used to, you know, anywhere else. But exactly, that's what that is. And then when we'll get later on with the BIA and OST, we can combine these lists and purge some of the old bad addresses. And so we'll start collecting our own database for correspondence to our journals.
Do you have a little outline, little form, maybe?
That is exactly what
I cut it out and say if your address has changed, send this form in.
That's exactly what that is going to be. A form where they can click to a link or write in a link to get to, I believe it's going to be Amy's address.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Then I also would like to know if we could move the BIA employee matter to executive, since it is something that has to do with employees.
Yes, sir. And that is a request from the chair. I appreciate you moving that in there. So with that, do you have any other items you need, Council?
No.
Councilman Ritter.
Chairman Waller, at the present time, Ray Edwards is the one of the I've introduced it to him.
Ray, we want you to come up here and have it stand right here in front of us. Show something about why we're really here. Right, tell me a little bit about yourself.
So,
right you now, can turn your back to us.
Okay. I'm
don't do it often.
In my senior year at the University of Tulsa, finishing up my last semester here in the spring as a electrical engineering degree, and hoping to find full time employment after that. And was very thankful to the council for the scholarship. It's helping me to be able to financially support the decision to TCU, such a great school, but as well as able to deal with the gracious scholarships. So very
with that, we want to thank you for your hard work and the response to our applicant. But Dr. Koo was a great war chief, and he always looked about what's going to happen to us here. That's you. And I want to thank them, my committee here. We work well on that, and you've made it possible. And the last comment I have is that prayer covers a lot of things for us. We talked about our soldiers, our people in mourning. But Brother also talked about that new youth, that Sika Wallaka, and that's you. And with that prayer is our children. Thank you very much. I put you on the spot, but you handled it well. Now I hate to go into business with that feel good. I'm going for adjournment. But with that, what I'd like to do is there any other comments necessary for the agenda? Seeing none? Seeing none, I'd like to go into new business concession extension. Bill Rigetti, BGI.
Chairman Waller, members of the council, thank you for hearing us today. While you're feeling good, I thought. Everybody's feeling good. Good opportunity to see you. We've sent you a handout to show graphically for you the revenue that we've produced for the Osage Drive over the last 5 years.
I like the way you said that.
And, you know, we want to continue to develop out our field. Very hard economically to make business plans with short-term commitments relating to the land. But we, this time, carried this back to a one-year request, which gives us time to hopefully talk some more, work on the future together with the tribe and the mineral council, and to do a bunch of growth, which we want to do now that we are past the litigation stages that we went through in 2014 to 2017, really. We were sued, as were you, and all of the producers in our county, we put up a lot of money to defend ourselves in conjunction with the other operators that were out there. And we're not able to do anything for, you know, 2.5 years while we did have that concession. On top of that, the price went to bottom, so it would have been difficult anyway. But that really wasn't the main reason, you know, it was shut down. And it affected your tribe significantly. You can see that, you know, because we have operations from our ground, revenues were down in those years, and due to lower oil prices, but they hung out there pretty good, I think, you know, in looking at it graphically again. So we just asked you now, we're giving up some acreage, which was requested. We asked you to rest a short time. We tried to bring the things that we've heard from you
yes.
to your attention. All respects. And if there's something else you'd like to talk about, then happy to stand here and make a decision on the spot if you need to. But otherwise, we'd like to consider our request.
Yes, sir.
Counselor,
that's just what I was going to ask.
I just have one. I noticed on your proposal that you dropped over 6,000 acres. What does that leave in the concession?
6,000.
28.
So you want to hang on to 28,000? Yes. That includes leases that are already held by
the national. Okay. How many, what acreage is attributable?
Pardon?
What acreage is attributable to the held by production?
There's 23,000. Yeah. 23,000.
Yeah.
Thank you. And this is all acreage that we've done seismic work on. And in fact, our last concession was a seismic concession extension. And you know, we spent a little over $1 million on that, which is all in the hands of the tribe in Denver.
Yes, that's correct.
And available. So we can fully perform everything we've been asked to do from the beginning, or contracted to do, I should say.
Thank you.
And, we've been very happy with our relationship and wanting to do it.
I just have a
second. Second chair. Yeah,
just one question. I was looking at your email you sent a couple days ago. You drilled a couple wells in December, is that correct? This last
yes,
month?
Yes, we were going to be drilling those in August.
Right.
And other things slowed us down, including issues relating to the permits. And then getting a drill rig, but we did drill two wells in December. We completed one of them. The other one's in the process of being completed. We hope to add, I'm hoping 35 to 40 barrels a day.
What, how deep were those wells?
Pardon?
How deep?
How deep? They were both in the Layton formation, which is above the Chat
right.
formation. We did drill two. So it's about 1,800 feet.
1,800, so relatively shallow for that area.
For that area.
Right.
We have a different length well that we were actually looking for that formation. It was something that we discovered out of that area back in 2014, which really held our company together for a few years during the time when we were all shut down. So we were able to go back and find more of that in the same area. We were fortunate to do that.
Right.
The last well we did put in, we also brought it down to the Chat, and there was a good Chat down there too, but we were producing for the Layton first.
So you just drilled these to the Layton and didn't go any further?
One, we don't have any permits.
One's drilled to the Chat, it'll be in the Layton.
Right.
The other one was only, it's a twin well, the last one we drilled at the Sunset. So we just took it to the Layton.
Okay.
Because the other one was in the Chat.
That's right. The 7-1 well was Chad Target, that had a good latent section. So that would then delay production on that latent for 10 years or so. And so we chose to put in a twin well so that we could harvest that oil simultaneously with the cell.
So this is your proposal, three wells, for a 1 year extension, drill three wells, lease bonus of $16,000 upon execution of the extension, and you're going to drop 6,720 acres?
That's true.
6,000, repeat that, second, sir.
6,720 acres.
Yes, sir.
Mostly on the eastern flank.
Right. Well, you fulfilled everything I asked for. I didn't want a long-term commitment and a reduction in acreage and drilling the wells, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to permit as many wells as we can in the next 6 months. It took 9 months to the last set. We didn't think it would take 9 months.
Sure.
Otherwise, we would have done more. So we've got, hopefully we're going to get 9 or 10 applications in the next couple of weeks to get started, but then we've got all the archaeology done on most of them. And that'll at least give us the ability to drill the three, and hopefully we'll drill the 8 or 10 in the next 12 months. We'd like to do that. We want to drill those. So.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Councilwoman Gray, and then Councilman Rewart.
Okay. First of all, thank you for the graph. It's very helpful to see that what's been going on. And then I think you kind of answered my question about the 1 year concession. And have you had any other concessions? I mean, with this plan that you've
extensions
had?
Extensions you're talking
extensions,
about?
Extensions, yeah.
Extensions on the concession.
We had one.
Oh, okay. That's all I had to ask. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Perfect. Councilman.
Thank you, Chairman. The question I have is this 6,720 acres that you're releasing, did you drill any dry holes on this acre?
No, we didn't.
So you didn't, attempt to develop it. The, I assume your seismic, is it 3D or 2D?
It's all 3D and it extends over that acre as well.
It does. And, is this the quality of the seismic? Was I remember, and I'm not certain it was BGI, it might have been your group that was going to reprocess some seismic?
That's correct.
Is this, has it been reprocessed? Or if we were to look at this seismic on this remaining 6,700 acres to try to maybe offer it up the lease again, and we go in the archives and find your original work, has the seismic covering this acreage been reprocessed yet?
No, it's not.
But it could be.
Most of that acreage is, the most recent size that we did was called Salt Creek size, far to the north. And it's about two sections that affect this acreage that would be part of that. Maybe less than that, maybe 1.5. So maybe 900 acres, something like that. Of the rest of it, it's in our Antelope Creek concession. That did not have to be reprocessed. But that's been reprocessed 3 or 4 times. So,
but this 6,700 acres has not been?
No. Oh, is it? All but 900.
Oh, all but 900. Okay.
Yes. The balance of it, we were hoping if we could get a longer extension, then we would go ahead and reprocess the Salt Creek survey so that we could utilize it better. And that's one thing we would like to do at some point in time, but over the year we've got plenty to do right now.
Well, I'm just thinking about, we've got this recently open acreage again available to lease to,
correct,
to other people. And I could foresee our geologists maybe start to dig into that. Would you be willing to cooperate with our geologists to share a little information with you?
Absolutely.
About what would have been turned back to us?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Not a problem. And it's not like the seismic isn't any good. It's pretty darn good. We did a bunch of work on it. The question that was raised to me, and I'm not a geophysicist or a lawyer, was that in order to pick locations, particular locations would be better if we reprocess it. I think there was probably some issue in the gathering in the beginning, or it probably would have been
two separate groups did.
Two different groups, right? And so the group that originally did the processing, the little funding it today. And the group that says, we don't know it, so you pay them and they do it, whether or not they can get us better images. So that's, we would be hopeful that we could get better images, but we really don't know that for sure.
Councilor.
Can I make the motion that we accept the resolution for BGI's, approves BGI's Resources LLC request for extension for a period of 1 year with a new drilling commitment of 3 new wells and a lease bonus of $16,000 should be paid at the execution of extension. Two, BGI will drop 6,720 acres from concession as attached in Exhibit A.
Very good. I'll second that.
Okay. Thank you.
I just bit for a second. With that, I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Graves and by Secretary Yates. Any other discussion? I do like the comment you made, as it was our request. Come back to us. We appreciate that. The long sale of it is that you still haven't hit what I think you're going after. I hope y'all the best with that. I'd like to call for the better.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harden?
Yes, but I'll tell you, no disrespect, but really it's just because I'm tired of y'all coming every meeting.
Wars down.
So my vote is yes.
Thank you.
Councilman Rangel?
Yes.
Councilman Rehorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I do want one comment for the record, though. The Osage Minerals Council does not review these. We have never went through the 3D, but as Councilman requested, with your help, I want you to help us with our investment together. So we're going to reach out to you to come and let us review that for my council, and that 3D, the first sets of them, we don't want. We want to let them help us on what's left. But with that, thank you. I'd like to go on down. I've had new business item B, move down to executive. Strategic plan, I just was asked a couple items on it. What the contractors asked for is that, do we have any discussion? Would you like to have a conference call with them for any input to the strategic plan itself? And for the record, I've been asked that we don't send it out yet. Yes, sir.
I would like to ask if the council, I would recommend that we package it before we send it out. It to me is in a very technical presentation. I think that we could make it much more legible, much more, just more legible. I think, you know, we can explain our ideas to our shareholders in a way that we don't have to sound like we're some big fancy million-dollar company talking over their heads. Some of that I found quite boring the way it was written. So I would be asking for the council to look at repackaging it before we do send it out.
And that's the request we have today. Thank you. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, that's
okay. With that, I'd like to go to Councilman Reddy, go to Councilwoman Foreman, and Councilwoman Gray.
I just like to make one comment about this, when we met with Nancy Benthane, that she referred to us not as a council, but as a board. That was her comment. We weren't council, we were referred to as a board, so
can't do that.
Whatever that means.
In their eyes, if I may, I did correct them on that. I said two things. We're not corporate. It's not the billions, we're covering billions here, and our losses are staggering. So we have a whole nother commitment than other people might have, and I agree with Councilwoman Harlan. There's got some issues that I think is the redundancy that we don't need. So with that, Councilwoman Foreman's called me. We need to direct it, and that's all I'm requesting, is that here in a couple weeks, plug it in, Nancy will reissue it, and then we decide. But in the commentary, we have the core elements, certain things that we can put out through our office, but the initial item in the strategic plan, we're going to play it close to the vest. Very close, because it really has a good listing of where we're going. Secondary, we have to wait on Supreme Court today, the United States of America, to decide if NL is done. Today's a huge day for us. And with that, I just want to thank you all. But that's the only reason I put it on here, for your all's input. And you basically covered some of my councilwoman form.
Well, I like the idea to package it. I thought that's what we were going to do. We're going to get back together and kind of scope it out and drill it down. And, you know, she has, Ms. Benthine has recommended several really good next steps
yes.
that we need to discuss when we repackage it. And I thought, though, originally we were going to try to roll out our mission and our core values separately, but...
Yeah, we will, but the other is that she doesn't want us... That no corporation she gets paid for rolls it out as public. And whatever they're going to do, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
If you want to be like Mike, you got to play like Mike.
Okay, well, that's all the comment I had. I think we do need to get together and
target a date for us.
We look at it for the rollout.
Even a conference element, but use a few days for that. And by the way, we can re-interject this on the meeting the 16th. While we're on the subject, the United States government shut down. I think we should still go on with our process and have the meeting on the 16th, regardless of what happens here.
Okay. It's kind of what my comments was in looking over this. And part of what my business that I do outside of this is working with strategic plans and setting a good path and platform for development. I looked at this and I believe that there's still some work to be done on this. We have no direct plan as far as our business development. I know that was the last thing that we worked on when we were in the groups of three, and those groups of three need to come back and probably do that work and then get that back to her. I know that I've corresponded with my fellow core workers here that we need to wrap that part up as well. So maybe the best use of our time on the 16th will be maybe we'll have some of that work done, and when we come together on the 16th part of our day, because it all needs to be done face to face, then we can get that back to her. I know that one of the things that we discussed in to the shareholders, one of the things that we have discussed in releasing the package of our strategic plan is there is a lot of technical stuff in it, and I don't think that's needed. We need to tell the story of a strategic plan of how where we're going, and I think that's what you all want to hear. And so not that there's not that full transparency, some of it's very technical of step by step by step by step. And but we want to tell the story of the strategic plan and what you all elected us to do. So Chairman, that those are my comments, that we continue this work between now and the 16th. And I know that one of our first, this was brought up in committee yesterday, one of the first things we want to do is, if we're going to send out, utilize your money that we're in charge of, is to send it out in a full color, a nice package for you all to see. That will be one of the first things that you all will receive from us. That's why we're going through these steps of getting how you want to see this, whether it's in electronic form or whether it'll be in a booklet. I think everyone will probably want it in a booklet the first time, but any other newsletters from there on out will probably be in emails or mailed to you. So
thank you. And on that comment alone is that this ad that we're putting out is going to request things that council brought up. Not only are we going to invite them to get our updated site and addresses, but this is going to give us another avenue of also checking our election group, taking in what the Bureau is going to show us on other items, but it will give our constituents a better chance. Whatever we have and approved by the council, we send it.
Yeah. May I have one more comment? Is that One of the things that was brought up is that we have spent an enormous amount of the grant money towards the creation of the Osage Minerals platform, so our producers can go and look up this information. We have a link to it, but I think that we all decided that we wanted that part, the website, to drive people to understand that that money has been fulfilled, and we've got that website, even though it still is a work in progress. I know there's some other things that would have to be updated to it.
We have nothing now, so it can only be a...
It can only be updated, yeah. From Buffalo Data.
Anything you'd like to add?
That's all I have.
I'd like to go on to the request of the Oklahoma Tax Commission. I'd like to do this in open session. We had Mr. Labadie, one of our shareholders, come to us, and the question is like, yes?
Point of order. We need to table the OMC strategic plan. Since we had it on here, we need to do something with it.
Would you make that informal motion?
I will make a motion that we table this to the 16th.
16th, please.
Second.
Thank you. I have a motion on the floor. Councilman Harden, second by Secretary Bates. Without any discussion, call for the question.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harden?
Yes.
Councilman Reddingle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Motion passes.
And my notes are correct. Make sure yours are right. We have got our plans.
We got it recorded.
Thank you. The other is item 4D is a request to the Oklahoma Tax Commission. One of our constituents has come in, and they were also with the ladies we have present today as our shareholders, are members and former members of the Osage Nation Tax Commission. We have a printout that they established years ago. But I'd like to go in and have our gross production records for the last 5 years sent to us and show us where the expenditures are. We tried to do this in a very polite way, and I'm going to ask you for that resolution that we respond. I want to do the counting of what we sign over to them, and then I want to trace down to exactly what schools it went to, what projects it went to, so it could better assist us with the MOU we have, with the ODOT, and some other elements. Councilman.
I make a motion that we seek the gross production tax income expenditures from the Oklahoma Tax Commission.
I second it.
Thank you very much. Any other discussion?
Good idea. Good luck.
I think right. I'll call for a question.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Reddingle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much, Councilman. The next comes under the item that we requested is the gas in kind project. Susan Foreman.
Yes, I.
Are we going to do that in executive, or yeah, we decided to?
Yeah. I'm going to ask her.
I make a motion to move this to executive session.
No, go into executive session.
Or should go into executive session.
Would you make that in form of a motion?
Yes, I make a motion to move this item into our executive session.
Sorry. I second it.
Okay. Well, the motion to move into executive
session? That's
sorry,
all
yeah.
That's right. What we need.
Okay. I make a motion to move into executive session.
No discussion. Call for the question, please.
Councilman Reddingle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. With that, I'd like to take a short break, come back in executive session. Folks, how long would you like? I could use 5 day minutes. Yeah,
five.
At least.